It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. The chief of police of New Hampshire's largest city is urging people not to give money to panhandlers. Manchester Chief Nick Willard wrote an open letter to the community last week on the issue of panhandling, and it has stirred a lot of debate. In the letter, Willard acknowledges panhandlers are within their rights to ask for money, but added that there's no way to know if they'll use it to buy drugs or alcohol. He's also raising safety concerns about panhandlers getting in the way of traffic and motorists stopping to hand over money. And Chief Nick Willard is joining us now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning. Chief, why did you write the memo?
You know, I wrote the memo because, you know, I had a meeting with our local officials, the mayor and alderman, as well as a lot of complaints from the citizens. And, you know, the general feeling that I get from them is they're basically saying, Chief, you have to rid the streets of panhandlers. You have to arrest them or do something with them. But right now, what you're doing isn't working. And, you know, I guess I see it from a different approach. I do not believe that they should be incarcerated. I don't necessarily believe they should even be fined. So I think there's a social condition that leads a lot of people to panhandle, and I want to have a greater discussion of what that is.
Do you think has there actually been a rise in panhandling, and what would be the root cause of that?
Yeah, there has been a rise in panhandling, and just from anecdotally from what we see, as the opioid crisis expands, we're seeing more and more people begging to get money to buy their heroin or their fentanyl, and that's legitimately from our officers, myself included, speaking to panhandlers, because we go to them, we give them the services cards and say, these are the places in the city of Manchester that you can get services. You don't need to be standing out here holding a sign, I will work for food, when I can get you 3 square meals a day. So we have those conversations. And a lot of them say that they're addicted to an opiate or they're alcoholic. So I think, you know, how do we treat that social issue in a more proactive, productive way than giving somebody $5. And that $5 may lead to somebody's overdose or even somebody's death. And I think, you know, I want to have a greater discussion.
I think in one line in the memo you said, quote, a simple act of kindness could very well lead to their overdose or death. Do you worry about, you know, by asking people to assume the worst, though, that there's a risk in kind of feeding into a stereotype of any sort?
No, I don't think I'm feeding into a stereotype. I think I acknowledge in my letter that there is several root causes. If you read the whole letter, there are several root causes for panhandling: homelessness, addiction, maybe an untreated mental illness. There are some. There is a segment that do it essentially just because they make money. I know we had one gentleman that owns a vehicle and has a pretty decent home in another community. But I think, you know, that's the rare individual. So I'm trying to be careful to not paint everybody in the same brush. I am definitely trying not to stereotype. And some of the reaction that I have seen about my letter and my call to not give to panhandlers, I'm actually kind of disturbed by. Some of the things that people are saying about these folks is unfortunate, because I certainly didn't want a backlash of anger from people to say some of the most vile things that I've read in social media about the panhandler and the person who feels they have to ask somebody for money. So it's a delicate balance that I'm trying to do here. But I guess I don't think these folks, I should be ticketing them incessantly, and then ultimately they can't pay their fines, and then next thing you know, there's an arrest warrant, and then they're spending time in Valley Street Jail.
So,
you know, now have an individual who is nonviolent, and they're in Valley Street Jail for what? Because they're asking people for money. So I want to have a greater discussion here and educate people to what exactly is going on.
You don't want to perpetuate a cycle there. Is the department changing how it enforces instances where motorists are stopping in traffic to hand over money? Is the department changing the way it goes about this issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we took a pretty heavy-handed approach about 3 years ago. We are currently in litigation with the ACLU, and I agree with the fact that they are going to represent a panhandler for free speech. I think that's what they should do. I have no issues with that. But we then have to look at what are better processes. One, educate the panhandler where they can get services. B, educate the citizens that you may be contributing to somebody who could overdose or even die. We've had 24 panhandlers overdose, some of them repeatedly. Six of them have died. So we know that there is a potential that this could lead to another human being's death. And then we are going to allow them to stand on the street corner, allow them to stand in the median, and not take any enforcement action in so long as that transaction is done safely. If it is not done safely, we will take enforcement action. And what I mean by that is if a panhandler runs out into traffic and causes vehicles to have to stop abruptly, if a motorist stops at a green light as opposed to continuing on and they impede the flow of traffic and, you know, potentially that's a safety issue for the vehicle behind them or even the panhandler who goes out into the street. Aside from those two things, we're just going to continue to educate and encourage the panhandlers to get the assistance that are readily available to them.
This is a national issue, and we're seeing communities deal with it in different ways. Have you looked at how other departments around the country are handling panhandling?
Yeah, I have, and it would appear as a lot of them are getting tough. You know, they're passing panhandling laws. I know there was a city ordinance here that was passed that I didn't even agree with back when I was an assistant chief about if you hand anybody an item from your vehicle and they're on the sidewalk, that's a violation. And I think that's maybe what we're currently litigating. So I think most communities are getting tough on the panhandlers themselves. And I think if we as a community give to the social service agencies that serve the panhandler and not directly to the panhandler, and they may be more proactive and do more outreach, street outreach, to try to help these folks in real time, I think the community is going to be better served.
Manchester Police Chief Nick Willard, thank you for the time.
No, thank you very much for having me.